Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
I hate this shit. I can't take it.
About 24 years ago, I was in law school, and tonight I got to speak at law school about ghost dope. It amazes me how many people are involved in the justice system and has no idea what ghost dope is. So let me tell you.
I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing.
One time, I put 3 hot wings up my ass. On the bone, mind you, this is important. I have such perfect control of my sphincter, even though I put a lot of shit there, that I was able to suck most of the meat off the bone.
How? Hold on, bro. How? How you, I'm saying, how, like, talk to me, bro.
So when people ask me, what is your special talent? I don't play piano. I can't parallel park, but I'll be goddamn. I don't know anybody else who could suck a chicken wing off the bone using their ass.
I can pretty much guarantee right now she has had no father figure in her life.
She has a mom. She has a dad. She has aunts. She has a grandpa and a nana. And she didn't give a damn about any of those people when she thought to make this video. And that's sad. That's sad for her family. I feel sorry for everyone she knows. I feel sorry for everyone who's gonna know her. I hope she at least makes 6 figures a month on her OF.
This guy just slid in my DMs, asked to use my body, and the worst part is that he's not even a complete stranger.
And what's wrong with that?
So I just met this guy last week at an event, a work event, okay? It's all business people at this event.
Right.
My friends introduced me to him. They know him. I forgot how they know him. But they introduced me to him. We have normal conversations. He asked for my Instagram. So I post a story of me at the gym. It's not provocative at all. I'm fully clothed.
Stop lying.
Okay, you being fully clothed doesn't mean it's not provocative. That's cute. See, this is why you gotta pay attention when women talk. You gotta be able to read through their bullshit. You gotta learn dumb bitchinese. You know it was something skin tight. And you could tell what her butt looks like without any clothes on it. You can see every crater in her butt cheeks. You know? But continue. I'm sure she'll say something profound.
And says, wanna grab some drinks this week? And I say, that sounds fun. I'm taking a break from dating though right now. I have a lot going on with work and I need to stay focused.
So, wait. So you want me to just pay for your food and it's platonic?
I don't want to be that guy.
And this is what he says back. Honestly, I couldn't agree more. I've gone on 4 dates since being single, and they all kind of sucked. LOL. I know this is super forward, but if you'd be interested in something more casual, ethical, but less time-consuming, let me know. Kissy winky face. And I'm like, did this guy just straight up ask if he can do me?
Those are his intentions. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, basically... But don't act like you're shocked, hun. You've been propositioned plenty of times in your life. If you were okay using him, you know, for a foodie date, then he's okay to ask if you just want to let him clap. I don't see a problem here.
I mean, y'all, they literally had us out here waxing, shaving, tanning, dieting, exercising, smiling, just so we would attract a man. So we could keep men in power on the backs of the lifelong emotional, mental, and physical labor of women.
This is just another thing for her to bitch about. Women always complaining about something. Shit, women like to complain. Women save up shit to complain about. Oh, he don't even know I know, but I'm gonna get his ass on that shit next month.
They literally had us out here believing there was no other fulfilling life than to get married to a man and have children. That there was no other...
Let's be honest. If you couldn't get a man, you couldn't attract a man, and no man ever wanted to wife you, and, you know, therefore you couldn't have any kids, that would have made you miserable. What's wrong with me? And all that shit. Don't ever let these women gaslight you into thinking that they wouldn't have been miserable no matter what. Don't ever get them to make you believe it.
Way to have worth or experience a fulfilling life besides shackling yourself as a slave to a man. They really had us convinced.
Well, what did you think it was going to be? If you think this is slavery, why did you get married? You knew what you were signing up for. If you didn't want to do it, you didn't have to do it. The f*** got here.
And look at all the industries that capitalize off of that. Makeups, cosmetics, fitness.
Sick of it. Tired of it.
This is sick. This is sick.
Oh, and another thing. She had plenty of opportunities with men. If she didn't wax, if she didn't put on makeup, if she put no effort in whatsoever, women are going to get offers from men just for being women. All she had to do was not be morbidly obese, and she was going to get offers from decent guys. Everything about this TikTok is stupid.
I'm living my nightmare. It is a monster. It's in my head.
Do you want access to 2 to 3 exclusive live streams a week that won't be available to my regular subscribers?
Not really, no.
Are you tired of listening to these stupid ads?
Yes.
Do you want access to over 70 exclusive unseen episodes?
No. No need.
Do you want to see my videos at least one day early and be a complete Alpha Chad or a G'd up Tyrone?
What kind of shit is that?
Then I got news for you, champ. For $5 a month via Subscribestar or Patreon, you can get all that. And if you want the convenience of staying on YouTube, you can join the YouTube membership for $10 a month.
Man, get the fuck out of here, nigga!
The list goes on. This might be the biggest scam of all. The
biggest scam is a guy signing up for you. You're a depreciating liability who's just gonna bitch and nag and talk about how, you know, he ruined your life just for being a decent man and taking care of you. That's a scam. And you're going to be more unlikable to get along with every year that passes after 30. That's a scam.
Why would you even say that? Are you trying to imply there's something wrong with me? Ew.
If you guys are new here, I am a narcissistic family abuse survivor and a narcissistic relationship survivor. And I'm a narcissistic corporate whistleblower. I have a master's degree in social research that I got from the University of London.
Wow! Congratulations!
I don't know who needs to hear this, but having a man or getting married is not going to solve your problem. I was married, I was in a very long relationship, and I will tell you, the man does not solve it. The man often is contributing to it.
What you mean to say is all the niggas you up with ain't shit.
Every problem, every angst, every misalignment in your life is for you to solve, and you have the power to solve every single thing that doesn't feel in alignment in your life. This idea that having a man is going to solve those things for us is one of the most delusional things I've ever seen in my life. Whatever your life looks like right now, if you feel like this is not the life that I want, it's up to you to go out and create the life that you want. Like, get your money right, get your career in a
place. You are actively waking up and choosing to be evil, choosing to do bad things. Your life is miserable. You're a single, miserable woman who's gonna be eaten by her cats the minute she passes away.
Just don't date men. Be a boss babe, fix all your own problems, and leave men the fuck alone. You know? Women aren't attracted to men who are gonna do right by them, but then they love to turn around and complain about those same men that they choose to be with.
Isn't it ironic? Don't you think?
We can tell who's the fuckboy and who's the good guy.
They keep picking the bad boys, then complain about the bad boys. We don't want to hear this no more. Yes, be a strong, independent goddess and leave men the fuck alone.
That's a great idea!
That you're excited about. Build friendships. Find love outside of romantic love. Mm-hmm. Create the world that you want to live in. Because yep. I swear to God, one of the most disappointing things in life will be this lie that has been sold to us.
Right.
That finding romantic love and partnership is going to automatically flip a switch.
You have any great ideas, just give them to your fucking self, okay?
There's a lot of guys who think that too. If I could only get a girlfriend, those I sell guys, bro, you're not missing out on much. Trust me. you having a girlfriend isn't going to make your life better. A lot of times it makes it worse after the honeymoon stage. You know, after the first year or so, it's all downhill from there. Fellas, take heed to this message that she's giving to women.
Just remember, when she come back, it ain't because that bitch give a fuck about you. It's because don't nobody give a fuck about that bitch.
Now, let's break that down real quick. Exactly. If a woman leave you and she think the grass is greener on the other side, you know, she's going to go out there and realize that all those guys that were in her inbox, they just wanted to hit. Yeah, they might have tricked a few dollars off on you, but it was just a hit. And then after the excitement of that wear off, which is one or two times max of bedroom fun, then they get ghost. And this is a harsh thing for women. When they're young and hot, they think people actually like them for them. And that's a cold reality to face when their looks start to fade. That nobody actually gave a damn about you. Nobody thought you were funny. Nobody thought you were charismatic. Nobody thought you were nurturing and caring. You just looked hot and they wanted to use you as a human fun doll. This is why it's in a woman's best interest to lock down somebody who genuinely cares about them between 14 and 24.
This motherfucker don't miss.
No, he's fucking good.
That motherfucker don't miss, man.
He's good.
In the heat of battle, he don't miss.
No.
In the heat of controversy, he don't miss.
Okay, this is how uninterested I am in the male species right now. A guy just asked for my number, and you know what I said? I said, for what?
Fuck you! Fuck your hopes, fuck your dreams, fuck your plans, fuck everything you thought this life was gonna bring you.
That guy probably went home and felt really, really bad. But I hope he went home and found the RP community so we could show him that this woman is completely worthless and you dodged a bullet. There's no chance this woman would have enhanced your life in any way. And I hope this guy took this insult and it made him better.
85% of men who approached women were really out of the woman's league. For the only thing that kept a woman in a league was because she looked a little cute and she might suck a dick. That was it. At least 85% of men who have approached 100% of women were out of the woman's league, for real. For, like, on some real shit, not just, you know, looking cute for that 5 minutes, but on some real, like, on character levels, intellect levels, the man's gonna be, the man's out of her league.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.